Satu, next question is about the explanation you gave us last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, you talked about be conscious of unconscious thoughts and how to distinguish between conscious and unconscious thought. At the end of your response, you said, be awake, be conscious of your silence, be conscious of your expansion, be conscious of this stillness. And the question is this, is being conscious of my silence automatically being conscious of unconscious thoughts?
What I was really saying is to stay conscious. When you are in the silence, don't doze off, you know. Consciously be there. When we are conscious of our silence and our thoughts, what happens is we keep ourselves awake in both the state. And so the you're alert, and so you can observe, you can be transformed by it. You know, there are so many times that we get lost in our thoughts, and we also get lost in our silence. What I mean by getting lost, meaning that losing that conscious awareness. And being like this in the silence is fine, but then you would have two worlds, the inner world and the outer world. The world that you transcend this world, and then you come to this world and you transcend the other world of truth. So in order to stand in the wall of being of it, not of it, and having balance, the key is to our attention to be conscious, present. And this way we get used to being able to function and also to use that silence continuously in our day. And yes, when you're conscious of your thoughts, then they cease to exist. And when you're conscious of your silence, you see that there is no thoughts.